Page 107. Chapter 5. Letter Writing.
Letter writing is an important channel of communication between people who are geographically distant from one another. In earlier times, when the telephone and email were not available, the only means of communication between people was through letters. Letter writing is a skill that has to be developed. In general, there are two types of letters: formal, that are written to convey official business and information, and informal, which are personal letters to communicate with friends and family. Formal letters are sent out when we need to write to various public bodies or agencies for our requirements in civic life. For example, we might have to ask for a certificate or to inform a change in our address. A letter is usually one in a series of exchanges between two people or parties. Formal letters. Let us now examine some of the steps in writing formal letters. 1. First of one, introducing oneself if it is the first time you are writing. Second of one, referring to an earlier letter if you are responding to it. 2. Stating the purpose of the letter. 3. First of three, stating action or information required from the addressee. Second of three, explaining action taken or supplying information. 4. First of four, urging action to be taken. Second of four, offering assistance in future. This is the basic structure of a letter. It will have to be modified according to the purpose for which it is written and the person to whom it is addressed.
Page 108.
When you write a letter, you should keep in mind the following points. 1. Purpose. 2. Person to whom it is addressed. 3. Tone you should adopt. 4. Completeness of the message. 5. Action required. 6. Conciseness of expression. We have so far considered the content of letters. A letter also has a typical format. 1. Name and address of sender. Companies have printed letterheads with the name of the company printed on them. A letterhead may also carry the name and designation of persons in responsible positions. 2. Name and address of addressee. 3. Date. 4. Mode of address or salutation. Salutation is the mode of addressing a person. We may have the following forms. First, dear sir or madam, when we are writing to a total stranger whom we do not know at all. Second, dear Mr., Miss., Dr., Professor, plus surname, as in dear Dr. Sinha, when it is a formal relationship with the addressee and the writer does not know him or her personally. Third, dear Sujata, when the writer knows the addressee personally and the two share a semi-formal relationship. 5. Reference to previous correspondence, if any. Most official letters carry a subject line just above the salutation. This is for quick reference to the subject. 6. Content of letter. 6. Content of letter. The content of the letter begins on the next line and is arranged in two or three paragraphs. 7. Complimentary clause and signature. Letters usually end politely with the following phrases: thank you, with regards, with best wishes, hope to see you soon, hope to receive an early reply, etc. The complimentary clause is followed by yours sincerely or yours truly and the writer's signature in the next line.
Page 109. Given below is an example of the format of a formal letter. Name and address of the sender.
Ritu Patel, Manager, Customer Services, Vijayanagar Gas Company, 121, Amirpet, Hyderabad, 500016.
Date:
12 November 2005.
Name and address of the addressee.
Mr. Shagun Thomas, 801, Vijay Apartments, Begumpet, Hyderabad, 500016.
Subject:
your application number F323 for a new gas connection.
Salutation:
dear Mr. Thomas.
closing remarks,
"With regards, yours sincerely, Ritu Patel." Nowadays, all the parts of a letter are aligned on the left. This style is called the full block style. 1. The date and signature are very important in letters. 2. We do not use commas after every line in the address.
Page 110.
3. Do not begin your letters with hackneyed expressions like "with reference to your letter dated 10 January. Instead, use personalized variations like "I was glad to receive your letter of 10 January or "we were happy to note from your letter that the goods have reached you safely." 4. Never end your letters with hanging participles like "thanking you" or "awaiting your reply." Instead, write "thank you" or "we" or "I await" or "look forward to your reply." Informal letters. Informal letters include personal letters. If it is a personal letter, the format is flexible. We might just write the name of our city on top, followed by the date.
Name of the city:
Hyderabad.
Date:
12 November 2005.
Salutation:
Dear Sujata.
Closing remarks:
Bye. Your affectionately, or with love, or all the best, or take care, etc.
Signature:
The flexible format of the informal letter may also be used to seek information from concerned authorities. Given below is an example.
Address of the authority. Address of the sender:
179 NCERT Campus, Sri Aurobindo Marg, New Delhi, 110016.
Date:
9 September 2005.
Address of the addressee:
The Manager, Himachal Tourism, Mall Road, Shimla.
Salutation:
Dear Sir.
Content:
We are planning to spend our vacation in Dharamshala, Himachal Pradesh during Dashehra and would like some information regarding availability of lodging in the area. We would like to have information about inexpensive hotels in and around Dharamshala. Could you please send me a city map and brochures about the activities and sites in the city? Thank you.
Salutation:
Yours faithfully, Surya Dhan Kumar. Given below is the format of the informal letter. 1. Your address, but not your name, usually goes in the top right hand corner, but may go on the left too. 1. Your address, but not your name, usually goes in the top right hand corner, but may go on the left. 2. The name and or job title, if you know them, and the address of the person you are writing to goes on the left.
Page 112.
3. To address someone whose name you do not know, you can write "Dear Sir," "Dear Madam," "Dear Sirs," "Dear Sir" or "Madam." 4. To address someone by name, use their title and surname. Example: "Dear Dr. Balakrishnan." 5. To end a letter, use "yours sincerely" if you have addressed the person by name, "yours faithfully" if you have begun the letter with "Dear Sir" or "Madam," etc. Job application. At some point of time, each one of us will have to apply for a job. Job applications are usually written in response to advertisements. Let us take this sample advertisement from a daily newspaper, The Hindu, dated 15 November 2005.
Come, join the adventure. Customer support executives, graduate or diploma holders with or without experience, possessing good customer service skills. Excellent spoken and written communication skills in English is a must. Send in your applications with your resume and passport size photograph to Wonderland Communications, South Street, Salem, Tamil Nadu.
Let us assume that you have a degree or a diploma and are applying for the job. We need to prepare a resume, which actually means a summary of particulars relating to your background, academic qualifications and experience, if any. Other terms used for resume are curriculum vitae and biodata.
Page 113.
The general format of a resume or curriculum vitae is shown below.
Curriculum Vitae. Name, address, telephone number, email ID, date of birth, academic qualifications. Experience, begin from present employment. Skills, languages known, hobbies and interests, achievements, references, that is, names of people in positions like your school principal who can certify your character and conduct. Page 114.
Now, we need to send a covering letter along with the curriculum vitae. The following letter is an example.
Your name and address, date, the manager, Human Resource Division, Wonderland Communications, South Street, Salem, Tamil Nadu. Dear Sir, I would like to apply for the post of Customer Support Executive that you have advertised in the Hindu of 15 November 2005. I have just completed my diploma in communication from the State Polytechnic. I was happy to note that you do not insist on experience. If selected, this would be my first job. I am a sincere, honest, and hard-working person. I am friendly and outgoing and have good communication skills. I am enclosing my resume and look forward to meeting you in person. Regards, yours truly, Signature.
Activities. 1. You have not received your roll number card for the class 12th examination. Write a letter to the registrar, examination branch, CBSC, asking for it.
Page 115.
2. Write a letter to the president, Residents Welfare Association of your locality, suggesting some measures that could be taken for solving the problem of water scarcity and conserving water. 3. Write a letter to the editor of a newspaper, expressing your views on the deteriorating law and order situation in your city. 4. Write a letter to your friend, narrating your experiences in a rescue operation. 5. Write a letter to the editor of a magazine, describing a dance performance you have seen or an art gallery you have visited.